So I just tweeted this morning. You can't make this stuff up. Piers Morgan, okay?
Yeah.
Replaced one old guy, Larry King on
right?
CNN. He is about to replace another old guy, Rupert Murdoch, as being the man in the crosshairs on the phone hacking.
So you're tweeting about Piers Morgan making a career of replacing old guys.
Well, I think he's on to number two now. Piers Morgan, okay, used to be, maybe you didn't know this, he's on CNN now. He used to be the editor of the Daily Mirror and the News of the World. And he's now had to issue denials that he was involved in the phone hacking scandal that, of course, has encompassed the entire News Corp empire of Rupert Murdoch. I've never hacked a phone, told anyone to hack a phone, or published any stories based on the hacking of a phone. Those are the words of Piers Morgan. He had to issue these denials.
Absolutely clear.
The individual in the United States at CNN is just one of the angles in the U.S. There already have been calls that the phone hacking scandal could produce subpoenas from the U.S. Justice Department investigating media companies that Rupert Murdoch owns here in the United States. But that this individual, who's so high profile, has
Piers
had to
Morgan,
issue this
you
demand.
Mean?
Yeah, Piers Morgan.
And his problem is that he did interviews in the past for the BBC, and they keep an archive.
Well, BBC reporter John Minnell joins us to explain the significance of the Piers Morgan emergence into the list of denials or individuals involved in the phone hacking scandal. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What is it that Piers Morgan actually faces as an allegation, and what do these denials accomplish, do you think?
Well, last week, Piers Morgan, who, of course, is now known in the United States as the judge on America's Got Talent, he carried out a similar role here. Of course, he hosts a chat show in the States as well. But in his previous life, he was an editor of two British tabloid newspapers, the News of the World, and then from a long period between 1995 and 2004 of the Daily Mirror newspaper. And last week, his name was mentioned in relation to phone hacking allegations under what we call here the protection of parliamentary privilege by a member of parliament for the Conservative Party, Louise Mensch. Now, that provoked a furious reaction from Mr. Morgan, who said Mrs. Mensch had completely misquoted him from a book he wrote a number of years ago. After that, people started trawling through various things Mr. Morgan has written over the years, whether in books or in newspapers. And in October 2006, an article appeared in the British paper The Daily Mail under his name, which talked about Paul McCartney.
And the supposition there is that he would have used phone hacking as a reason to get as a way of getting information on the former Beatle?
Well, in that, basically, I think you were going to play a clip. I don't know whether you've got that there. But basically, he referred to that particular passage relating to Paul McCartney. But there was no reference, absolutely nothing to suggest that he was involved in any hacking of his phone. He has put out denials. There was a clip of him talking about various techniques on a BBC program called Desert Island Discs.
Well, we'll see where it goes from here. The question is, could he join the number of people who are in the hot seat or forced to resign? Piers Morgan has denied that he's hacked a phone or been a part of the phone hacking scandal. CNN host, former editor of the Daily Mirror and News of the World. That's John Minnell of the BBC.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.